This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show on this Wednesday, August 5th, 2015. I'm David Knight, your host. We'll be having reports as well as a call-in from Alex Jones reporting on his investigation of the globalist takeover of Europe. He is now in Italy. There's a lot of news today. We have a new, not a new Planned Parenthood video. Of course, there was a fifth video released yesterday, but we have a video that I think is very telling in a number of ways that revolves around this issue of the Planned Parenthood expose. We have a headline at InfoWars.com. Brainwashed CNN host asks Planned Parenthood video maker if he's a violent extremist. Well, I would say, first of all, she's not a brainwashed host. I don't agree with that terminology. I think she is a host who is actively involved in brainwashing people. But when they use the term violent extremists, we should understand what's behind that. We just had a couple of weeks ago, and I knew this was coming. I was very concerned about what I saw with Wesley Clark, where he was floating the trial balloon saying we need to identify people who could become extremists. We need to identify people who might become violent extremists. And we need to say to them, you have a right of free speech, but we also have a right to protect ourselves, and we'll lock you up before you do anything. You understand? That's pre-crime. You understand how dangerous that is. And at the same time, he's floating that trial balloon, Wesley Clark, former general, former Democrat candidate for president. We also have a GOP congressman, McCall, offering a new bill that sailed through the first committee hearing. It's going to go to the floor. It's going to be coming up. It was unanimously passed through with a voice vote. They said, yeah, this is not controversial at all. And what it does is it creates a new division of Homeland Security to combat violent extremism. So what is this CNN host who's defending the murder of innocent children, the sale of body parts, accuse this guy who's doing investigations of being a violent extremist? He's taking videos. He's not violent. He's taking videos. They're the ones who are violent. We need to understand what's behind this, this political labeling of people to lock them up without due process. That is going to be under FEMA, under Homeland Security. We're also going to be looking at a new biolab that is being built in Kansas. There's a lot of concern, about accidents that have been that have happened at the biolabs in Kansas, the University of Kansas, in terms of research that they've done. But now they're building a massive new lab. Over $1 billion is going to be spent on this, and the people in the area are very concerned because the government is going to be bringing in deadly pathogens and doing agricultural research on these deadly pathogens. These are things that the CDC calls select agents, things that can be used as bioweapons, things that are very deadly if they get out. And, of course, what's the point of this research? They do gain-of-function research on these select agents. In other words, they want to make them more deadly, more easy to spread. We've already seen these pathogens get out at the National Primate Lab in Tulane. They brought in a pathogen that is not indigenous to the United States. As a matter of fact, it's only found in one country in the world. It occasionally occurred in one other area of the world, but that's it. It's not spreading. But it was endemic in those two countries. They brought that deadly pathogen in. They experimented with it in a bio-level safety, three-level lab. And it got out, and they don't know how it got out. It's in the wild there in Louisiana. We've had this kind of thing happen before. Many people believe that's the origins of Lyme disease. Why are we doing this kind of insane behavior? We're also going to be talking to Lionel. He's going to be joining us later in the show. We have some interesting questions to ask him. Legal questions, investigative questions about what's going on with Planned Parenthood, also with the issue of pre-crime. Stay with us. It's going to be an interesting show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low profile platform. PVX muzzle brakes, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at HDFirearms.com. And my favorite, single-stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at HDFirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's HDFirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
You have the power. Humanity has the power. We have the power. Do you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show on this Wednesday, August 5th, 2015. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to be joined by Alex Jones, the former special reporter. He's also going to be Skyping in. He's, of course, now investigating globalist takeover of Europe. He's going to be calling in with a special report on that. We also have Lionel coming in the third hour. We're going to talk to him about some of the hot issues of the day. I know he was on RT talking about the pre-crime aspects that are involved in these troubling comments that we've seen from Wesley Clark, the troubling legislation that we've seen from Representative McCall here in Texas, creating a department under Homeland Security, under FEMA, that is going to identify people who have the potential to become violent extremists. And, of course, do something about it before they do anything. That's called pre-crime, folks. That's called locking people up before they do anything. just on suspicion. Why does it not surprise us then that we see this investigation, this interview by CNN accusing the fellow who made the Planned Parenthood and did the investigation, did the videos? Why did they call him a violent extremist? Why did they try to pin that on him? Look, we need to understand where all these things eventually come around. We saw the RICO statutes initially applied to organized crime. Then they applied them to people who were abortion protesters. So we're going to talk about that. But first, I want you to see this video. We've got a lot of different news today, but I want to get to this video first because this ties in a lot of things. It's not just the government ignoring what's going on with Planned Parenthood on the Democrat side. It's not the media ignoring it. But now they're going on the offensive, accusing someone essentially of being a terrorist, using the same term of art, a violent extremist, that they've been floating with legislation and with trial balloons from Wesley Clark, former Democrat presidential candidate, former general, as well as a Republican offering legislation to create a new department in Homeland Security inside of FEMA to implement what he's talking about. Identifying people, that's why they look at your social media, that's why we have the geospatial intelligence. That's why we have things like unconventional warfare exercises, folks. This is where this all leads. Identifying people, putting all of your information into their artificial intelligence programs, and then seeing who pops up, making them the target of the investigation and doing something about it. So let's play this interview here, and we're going to do this in two parts. Let's go to the first part, guys.
Planned Parenthood also hasn't produced any evidence that they have any real costs associated with the supply of aborted fetal tissue, especially when they're partnered with a middleman biotech company like SemExpress or Novogenix or AVR that sends technicians into the clinics to do the harvesting, to identify the patients, to receive the fetuses, dissect the specimens, ship them off. That's all.
And exactly, that's what we have seen before. Hang on with that. Hold that right there. Pause that. Can you pause that? Yeah. Novogenix, when we had the Lambo lady, the one who was talking about, yeah, I want to make a lot of money. I want to get a Lamborghini. Okay, that's a joke, but it's not a joke that they make this much money. It's not a joke what they're doing to children. And what she said to them was, she said, we have somebody from Novogenix who comes in. She comes into the clinic. She looks at the aborted babies. She doesn't call that. She calls it the fetal tissue of this. She selects what she wants, and she takes it with her. We don't have to do anything. It's very, very easy for us, very, very profitable for us, in other words, okay? That's the issue. Are they doing something that they're getting compensated for? That would be the gray area on this. But she admitted, and he was pointing out in that clip, that that's not what's involved here. Continue on with that clip.
So absorbed by other outside biotech companies, yet Planned Parenthood is still receiving payments per specimen that they produce.
David, I want to stop you there because we did ask Planned Parenthood about that, about your claims, and we also asked SemExpress, and both of them say that you're wrong. They say that there are the only costs that Planned Parenthood gets are the costs for transfer. If it involves storage, if it involves the time that it takes for a staff member to get consent from a patient. In fact, let me read to you the statement that SemExpress gave us about this very thing. SemExpress does not pay Planned Parenthood clinics or any other healthcare provider for fetal tissue. SemExpress reimburses Planned Parenthood clinics and other healthcare providers for their reasonable costs associated with the tissue procurement process, such as those incurred in connection with storage, processing, documentation, and staff participation. So now here are two different organizations, Planned Parenthood and the middleman that you're talking about, saying that they're not being paid for the sale of fetal tissue.
Yeah, I think it's really cute that they have their story straight and that they're covering up for each other. But I mean, what I think that the next question that the media should be asking of SemExpress and Planned Parenthood is, if you go to our website, centerformedicalprogress.org, we have an advertisement from SemExpress that was an advertisement for Planned Parenthood clinics to tell them that they could make a financial profit, that they could have fiscal growth to their clinics, that it would be a financial benefit to the Planned Parenthood clinics if they partnered with SemExpress to supply aborted fetal tissue. And that advertisement was endorsed by one of Planned Parenthood's medical directors, Dr. Dorothy Ferguson. So I'm not sure how that flyer that SemExpress has been passing out to Planned Parenthood clinics squares with the statement that they just gave you.
Yeah, so in other words, they're putting out a flyer that says that you can make a lot of money selling your tissue to us. That's SemExpress putting out. But then they say, well, Planned Parenthood isn't making any profit. They're just recovering some of their costs. two different stories. And you hear one story from them, and then you hear another story when they know, when they don't think anybody is watching them. You know, we talked to Doug Hagman yesterday, and he is a licensed investigator in multiple states. He's worked with the FBI and with others in terms of investigations of criminal activity. This is not a conspiracy theory. This is not a hoax. This is not entrapment. There are people who are saying that this was being done by Planned Parenthood. It was, there were questions about what was being done. This wasn't a complete setup. They didn't come in and say, well, you know, why don't you think of doing this? This is something, obviously, they've been doing for quite some time. They're talking about how they did it. They're talking about how they had people previously that they've been contracting with. This is how they do it. We don't have to do anything, which means they have no cost. That's what they're telling people in this investigation. All investigations are done like this. This is not entrapment. This is not a cleverly edited video. You can see how long they dialogue about this. Let's go to the next clip, because this is where it gets, I think, even more sinister.
Your critics, critics of your organization, I should say that you're not journalists, as you purport to be on your website, but rather you're violent extremists. They say that you are operating under the guise of investigative reporting, but really you're trying to shut down all Planned Parenthoods and women's access to things like birth control and other services that they provide. Do you have any ties to Operation Rescue?
So a couple of things there. First, number one, I'm not a violent person, and I never have been, and I never will be. Troy Newman is one of the board members of the Center for Medical Progress.
And Troy Newman is the president of Operation Rescue that does have, I mean, Operation Rescue does have a history of threatening violence against abortion clinics.
You know, I don't think that's true at all. You'd have to talk to Troy specifically about, you know, how about the full history of Operation Rescue and some of those details. But I don't think that's a fair characterization at all. As far as the second point, ultimately, the 2.5 year long investigative journalism study that the Center for Medical Progress conducted about Planned Parenthood's sale of fetal tissue, ultimately, that's about exposing to the public the reality of how Planned Parenthood conducts their fetal tissue sales and what their relationship with companies like SemExpress is like. It's not an issue of the rest of Planned Parenthood services or whether or not those are a good thing. It's specifically about showing the public exactly how those sales work and documenting those in a way that everybody can see.
Precisely. But this is how it's going to be used. This is the pre-crime aspect. This is the incrimination by the media. What she's doing to him is exactly what Glenn Beck did to the Bundys when he had him on his program and they said, are you a sovereign citizen? These are terms they've created, terms of art that they use to not only assassinate people, but they're going to be used to lock people up. Now, he didn't know what that meant, and I'm sure that David Daleiden doesn't understand that this violent extremist is a term of art that's being used. He says, of course we're not violent. I mean, the people that they were recording were the ones who were violent, but they were just doing an investigation. There was nothing at all violent about that. There's absolutely no justification for her to accuse him of that. But that's what is behind this. You need to be aware of how they're bringing this out. You need to be aware of the trial balloons of Wesley Clark. You need to be aware of the GOP legislation, because the GOP is ready to sacrifice every one of your rights on the altar of state security. And that's not going to make you any safer. That's going to have you living under an authoritarian government. Let's look at an example. Many of you may have heard of a pastor called Randy Alcorn. He's not a pastor anymore, but he is a writer. He's done a lot of Christian fiction books, very popular. He's made millions and millions of dollars with these books that he writes, but he hasn't earned a cent. And there's a reason for this. He refuses to take the money because he lost in a lawsuit. They came after him with a lawsuit. They've come after others with RICO statutes. People who were passive protesters, people who stood outside an abortion clinic with signs like many of us at InfoWars did when we organized that protest at the local abortion clinic. They would get judgments against people. In the case of Randy Alcorn, back in 1989, Portland police had arrested him several times for blocking the doors of abortion clinics. One of the clinics had sued him and other rescuers, quote unquote. They won a small judgment plus attorney fees. He refused to pay on principle. He said it would violate his conscience to write a check to an abortion clinic. Now, he had already placed his assets, his home, his car, other things, in his wife's name. And he was not going to pay that judgment. But they came after him, even garnishing his wages. So he resigned as a pastor. He has made millions of dollars in royalties, and he has refused to turn a cent over. That's the way they will come after you. And they will use the RICO statutes. They will use these new statutes against violent extremists, against anyone that they consider to be a political enemy. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993 today.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue. I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS80, Guns80.com.
Alex Jones here with a very important news alert for InfoWars listeners. We've confirmed through our major suppliers attempting to resupply Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystals that elite corporations are buying up the supplies all over the world, so prices are going up, and it's very hard to secure it. We have been able to secure a limited supply of the pure Deep Earth Crystals and have now been able to produce more Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2. This is a good halogen. This is the opposite of the bad halogen. Like fluoride. Now we at InfoWarsLife.com are bringing you the only source of clean, pure 99.99 ultra pure deep earth crystals from more than 7,000 feet below the earth's surface. Watch the informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Discover how transformational pure iodine can be for you and your family. Folks, this isn't hype. Read the reviews for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but
you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Heart and Body Extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
To the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host on this Wednesday, August 5th, 2015. Alex Jones is going to be joining us with a special report in the next segment, Operation Chaos. And, of course, we have a global immigration crisis. It's by design. That's the words of the Home Secretary. She didn't say it was by design. She said it was a global immigration crisis. That was the Home Secretary of the UK working with her French counterpart to try to stop the massive influx of criminal immigrants through the channel coming from Calais into the UK. And, of course, we can see this in the United States as well. It's one of the reasons why Donald Trump has peaked in the campaign polls is because he's spoken the truth about this that the rest of those in government will not talk about. We're going to talk about that in just one moment. Of course, we're going to have a special report from Alex Jones in the next segment. We also have Lionel coming up in the third hour to talk to us. Today we have a flash sale of DNA Force. This is 30% off of DNA Force, and it is only for 24 hours. One of the biggest savings you're going to find, because not only is it one of our top-of-the-line products, it is a hardcore product, one of the most hardcore products from InfoWars Life, yet it's loaded with BioPQQ compound, backed by 175 clinical studies, contains more potent antioxidant activity than vitamin C. A very high-quality, very expensive premium item, and you can get that now. DNA Force, 30% off for just 24 hours, a flash sale. And, of course, everything at the InfoWarsLife.com store is available this week. We've extended the free shipping for July. We've extended that one more week as a thank you to those who support our operation. So everything you get at InfoWarsLife.com is free shipping this week. Now, in a quick news flash before we get back to the other stories that we were talking about, there's one more thing I wanted to say about the Planned Parenthood situation. But there have been more shots fired on soldiers in Mississippi. This happened yesterday around Camp Shelby. There was a heightened state of alert yesterday after there were shots fired. People believe that it was a white male in a red or maroon pickup truck. And today it has happened again. Mississippi Governor Phil Bryant said, "This is one of the reasons I recently signed an executive order directing certain National Guard personnel to be armed." However, he cannot arm the regular military. And as we all know from the Fort Hood shootings, from the shootings at the recruitment stations, the Pentagon has disarmed our soldiers at the bases. They're not allowed to protect themselves. Only the MPs are allowed to have arms. The rest of them are locked up on bases. So far, no injuries have been reported in either incident. It's a very concerning situation, because we have to be concerned about it if it's legitimate. We also have to be concerned about it if it's a false flag, because of the military operations that are going on with Jade Helm and other things. This is what many people were concerned, that there might be some kind of a false flag attack. And, of course, in either instance, whether it's legitimate or whether it's a false flag, people could really die with this. A very dangerous situation there. Again, for a second day, shots have been fired in Mississippi. Now, we were just talking about Planned Parenthood, and before I went on, I just wanted to talk one more time about this article that was up at InfoWars.com yesterday about Obama speaking out against organ harvesting of African albinos. Now, he's concerned about that, the practice that's happening in Africa, where they are killing babies and taking their body parts, harvesting their organs in a ritualized killing because they're albinos. And yet, he completely ignores the massive harvesting of organs by Planned Parenthood. Absolutely stunning to see that. But here's something else that came up. Ashley Judd has taken to Twitter to defend the Planned Parenthood practices. This is what she tweeted out. She said, "My well woman healthcare provider, thank you always, Planned Parenthood." That's where she goes to get her healthcare, she says. And some of the people had some real biting comments. One of them said, "If you want health care next to the room where they're rummaging through baby parts, okay, but I'm not paying for it." Another one said, "Women's health? What BS? I'm 66. I have never walked through your doors. I go to a doctor's office. You belong in a prison." And another one says, "Really? Times must be tough for Harvard grads and movie stars as well," right? She's trying to tell us that she can't get health care if they shut down funding, government funding to Planned Parenthood. And, of course, the bills to defund Planned Parenthood would say they're still going to fund women's clinics, but not any women's clinics that perform abortion. That's the difference. That's where we should draw the line. I don't think that anybody should have a problem with not funding something that is at least as controversial as this. But, of course, they want to close their eyes and they want to go on the attack, accusing anyone who exposes this practice of being a violent extremist. And you know what's behind that. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
When you go see James Bond movies or when you watch silly TV shows from the 60s like Get Smart, and you see organizations named Spectre or Chaos, you can see things happening in the real world and make a joke out of it, but it's not funny. Those films and those comedies are reflecting what really goes on in the real world. Now, we're dubbing what I'm about to break down Operation Chaos, but I bet you my right arm, and it's a safe bet, that within the internal NATO, DARPA, Ford Foundation, Council on Foreign Relations, globalist think tanks, that it's called something like Operation Destabilization or Operation Chaos. because I've read so many of the other documents. I've covered it in films like The Obama Deception, Fall of the Republic, Endgame, where we get the North American Union minutes when Judicial Watch sued and got them. And they're there saying, we will use crises for stealth integration of the NAU into the Atlantic Treaty and the TPP. That's an eight-year-old film. Now TPP is popular understood to be corporate domination. But a decade ago, 20 years ago, people were not aware of it. So that's the positive news. But what is Operation Chaos? Again, that's our name for it, but that's what it is. A rose is still a rose by any other name. And people need to get their minds wrapped around it. This is planned. And that's why whether it's happening in France or whether it's happening in the UK or whether it's happening in Italy or whether it's happening in Greece, it is the same thing over and over again. The same thing in the U.S. Southwest. And that is the people bomb. The focused masses of 6+ billion third world people that are pouring in and being given economic amnesty as economic refugees and are then being put on welfare, are allowed to have their babies paid for free, are given everything, and then filled full of liberation theology that they deserve everything for free and that the indigenous populations of Europe are bad people that need to turn everything they've got over to them. It is wild. So out of my research trip to the UK, to Spain, now to Italy, what we read in the newspapers is conservatively 5-10 times worse than what we thought. There are more foreigners, it seems like, in Rome and other cities around Rome, same thing with Barcelona and Spain and Valencia, where we traveled, than there are Spanish or there are Italians. And the foreigners are aggressive. They are involved in much of the crime, and they are entitled. Look at this article out of the International New York Times from yesterday. Now, the New York Times itself calls this a huge crisis. In fact, I've got my notes right here. Let me give you the exact quote. The New York Times calls it a full-scale disaster. I wrote notes here. A full-scale disaster. And why is it a full-scale disaster? They've already moved in giant immigrant populations who then are allowed to vote, who are allowed to hold government office in the EU and the U.S. I'm going to cover that in a moment. It's being celebrated in the New York Times that illegal aliens are being appointed to major commissions in California to run things. When you look at all this, it's an organized plan. If you give the illegals free health care, babies can be had for free, all these goodies, when no other countries in the world allow this but the West, you will bring in larger populations of people fleeing their collapsing nations. So the big major corporations on record destabilize Africa, destabilize the Middle East, destabilize these different regions so that they're economically in bad shape so they can buy it up cheap, get the resources cheap. They use Western money to back our militaries to do this. But then do we get the booty? Do we get the spoils? I'm not endorsing invading these countries for spoils, but we don't even get them. We pay for it. The globalists then get the spoils. They're always selling it like the West somehow is sucking out the third world. It's the other way around. The people of the West are the ones that basically are fitting the bill when you actually look at the numbers. So Operation Chaos is meant to bankrupt Europe, bankrupt the United States, bankrupt Canada, bankrupt Australia, and then we're all conquered. And then it's game over because the elitists themselves live behind walled cities, like over at the Vatican, that's above the law, diplomatic immunity, for 15 years straight, won't even pay its power bill to the city of Rome. And the city of Rome dare not turn the power off to the Vatican. I mean, that's above the law when the power lines run into Vatican City, a third the size of Rome, and they don't even pay for the power bill. Above the law, don't pay for the power bill, just like the UN above the law. The U.S. basically pays for half the bills of the U.N., about 50%. It's the same globalist model where the Pope's lecturing middle-class people to pay more taxes and to pay carbon taxes to the central banks and social welfare and social justice and open the borders up and do all this when he lives behind a walled city and is above the law and the Vatican, one of the richest institutions in the world, estimated to have over $100 trillion in land assets alone. That's mainstream news. $100 trillion in land around Rome. It seems like every other building is owned by them. tax exempt, above the law, pissing on everybody, doing whatever they want. And I'm not bashing Catholics. I'm bashing this above-the-law institution over here, just like the UN, just like the City of London within London, just like D.C. is above the law, doesn't pay taxes, just like all these billionaires don't pay taxes, but they're the biggest recipients of banker bailouts like Warren Buffett. It's an above-the-law class, class warfaring with giant third-world populations saying, sick 'em, on the middle class that buys purses, that buys cars, that stays at hotels, that has 15, 20, 30, 40, 50 employees. They don't want a real economy under Agenda 21. It's their stated mission to shut off your economy. But to bring in their control, they need Operation Chaos. The New York Times admits 107,000 illegals that they call refugees out of Africa and the Middle East in just the first 6 months of 2015 to one island, Lesbos, where the legend of the beautiful women comes from. And the lesbians are angry. And I don't mean two women together. I'm saying the people that live on the beautiful island of Lesbos that has had 107,000 registered by the UN people wash ashore, and it's got them bitching and complaining, saying, I've been in here for days. I want my welfare. I want my hotel. I want out of here. And they let them out. They don't deport hardly any of them. They sign them up for welfare. As Greece itself is imploding and many Grecian people are on the street, many Greeks are on the street, and their system is collapsing, this is what's happening. This is the chaos. And then their answer is, we'll control the borders, pay more taxes, let the EU get rid of what's left of your sovereignty, while the EU Commission that's unelected, look it up. Just type in, EU Commission demands quotas for more migrants. Don't call them illegals. Call them migrants. Call them refugees. And I'm not against these poor people. I lived in North Africa in a hellhole. I'd want to move to Italy. I want to move here already. I mean, it's nice. But Italy, Greece, all these places are collapsing into debt that's untenable. This is Operation Chaos. And then meanwhile, in the very same New York Times, this is just one newspaper, and we're seeing it here on the ground, they admit that horrible Greeks are protesting and horrible Italians are protesting, that in the nicest middle-class neighborhoods, they're busting the illegals in that get here on rafts and bringing them into their neighborhoods and then ordering everyone to just submit to them. And so they're calling it racist that the Italians and the Greeks don't like it. Now, that's in the same article. And meanwhile, it's also bad. The LA Times reports, if you don't like the two illegal aliens now appointed in California in Huffington Park, they're undocumented, let me use the proper word, to now run the undocumented program. So there you go. And they say because they're uniquely qualified to get city taxpayer money as felons and to do all this. I mean, this is a revolution of the ultra-rich, pressure from above, and the ultra-poor, pressure from below. This is a total and complete takeover with the big corporations and the giant 6.5+ billion people that live outside the few wealthy industrialized nations. This is a total takeover. And it is just mind-blowing to physically see it, because I don't speak Italian, but I was able to look up the groups, and we actually have some video of this we're going to put in a produced report probably when we get back, because I've shot so much footage. I see people throwing plastic bottles at the police, yelling. There's probably about 500 protesters. And I thought it was some leftist group, so I went and looked it up, and it was a group, just a workers' group, traditionally leftist, that is upset about the open borders and upset about losing their jobs. So this isn't going to help the third world, bringing everybody in and collapsing the wages. It's going to turn the West into the third world. And this is the plan. This is the program. This is organized chaos. And you notice free welfare in the U.S. brings the illegals in, the train loads, the bus loads, the Border Patrol secretly shipping them in. Same thing here. Government continuing the smuggling process. And hell, if Europeans are this bad thing for all the horrible stuff that Europe has invented and all the horrible things Europe has done, actually, Europe's done a lot of horrible things, but look at every other country's done it as well. Every other group's done the same stuff or worse. Is there anywhere Europeans are allowed to be? I mean, if we're not supposed to be in North America, and we're not supposed to be in Asia, we're not supposed to be in Africa, could Europeans please be here if we're so hellish and so bad and so exploitive? Why does everyone have to come here and then put everyone down? because the ultra-rich are involved in class warfare, and they're the ones pushing racial divide, racial ideas, racial infighting. That's the key to this. The eugenicists know this will actually make Europeans become tribal and become racist and then be controlled by the globalists that, again, help create the crisis. And that's the key here. Just like prison wardens all over the world control prisons by race. Those are the best-run prisons. Black, white, Hispanic, Asian. And they promote the fact that everything's racially based because it's divide and conquer. So at every level, bankrupt the economy, bring in the illegals to do it. Drive down the wages, bring in the illegals to do it. Bring in the illegals to vote illegally to checkmate the indigenous populations. More divide and conquer. Pay for it all. Demonize anybody that doesn't go along with it. This is how they're operating. And it is a giant program of destabilization. It is Operation Chaos. Now, in the coming days, we're going to be covering the Vatican in depth. We're going to be going in, documenting, talking to locals around the Vatican. We're going to be talking to some experts. We're going to be looking more at the economic implosion that's taking place. We are not here demonizing these poor people from the third world. We're only pointing out that globalization has engineered the full collapse of their society, then with a conduit to bring them in to further the chaos economy, the problem-reaction-solution economy. Alex Jones reporting from Rome, Italy. More is coming. Back to David Knight and the InfoWars News Center in Austin, Texas.
Exactly. And as Alex was pointing out, we have a global immigration crisis. That's what Theresa May, the UK Home Secretary, said. Her approach was to stop subsidizing immigration. Every other country, even places like Belize, not a first world country, you have to prove before you can become a citizen, a resident of that country, that you are able to support yourself and anyone that you bring with you. Even in Belize, not just in places like Switzerland. We're the only ones who are not only extending welfare benefits to any and everyone who wants to come here with or without legal permission. We are doing it at a higher rate than we do, giving them better benefits than we do people who are American citizens, giving in-state tuition to immigrants, illegal immigrants, regardless of where they go, where they live. They can go to any state and get in-state tuition. No citizen can do that. Giving them legal immunity as if they were ambassadors when they commit crimes. Look at these two reports. And of course, this one was mentioned by Alex in that report you just heard about. The Huntington Park Council appoints two undocumented immigrants as commissioners, illegal aliens. They're now being appointed by the as commissioners on city advisory boards. We're giving people who are not citizens of this country, who have not grown up in this country, who have not adopted our system of government, have taken no oath of loyalty to the Constitution, maybe don't even understand it. We're giving them the right to vote. We're putting them on city council, city advisory boards as commissioners. This is absolutely insane. But we're also giving them legal immunity as criminals. As I've mentioned before, I went to the Austin council meeting. I saw the Democrat Party attacking a black Democrat sheriff, saying, "You're in the wrong party," because he was supporting the Secure Communities Initiative, which would essentially take someone that has a previous criminal record and turn them over to ICE. They said, "Well, you could have a criminal record just because you came into the country illegally." Yeah, yeah, that's a criminal record, but you could also be a dangerous criminal, and when they take away the Secure Communities Initiative, they are letting all the criminals, violent and nonviolent, out. Look at this particular example. This is from Breitbart. Alleged child molester kept his dreamer amnesty despite risk designation. This is a California camp counselor charged with child molestation, distribution of child pornography. He was able to maintain his deferred action for childhood arrivals, DACA, because this guy is no child. He is a child molester. He is a child pornographer. He is an adult. But, of course, Obama's DACA, Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, that goes up to people who are 31 years old. They still consider them to be children. That's our childish notions that we have in this country. So he was able to maintain his status and his job prior to his arrest, despite being considered a potentially egregious public safety risk. Chuck Grassley, Judiciary Committee Chairman, Senator Chuck Grassley, asked these questions of the immigration services. He said, what, are you aware that he was under investigation for child molestation? And it turns out that various agencies were. And he got his Dreamer status, even though he was under investigation for child molestation and child pornography. See, it is not about eight-year-olds with their teddy bears at the border. In spite of what people from Glenn Beck to MSNBC will tell you, it is not about that. He went down to the border with his teddy bears, handing out hot dogs or whatever. Baloney. You're not going to make that trip through all the way through Mexico with all the violence there because of the drug cartels. You're not going to make that trip as an eight-year-old. Somebody is bringing you in. In many cases, these people are being brought in as slaves to a sex trade. That's the reality of this. But, of course, people play along with that illusion. Before we go to some other news, I just want to let you know that we still have the special Buy 2 Silver Bullet, Get 2 Free. That's 50% off. You can find that at InfoWarsLife.com. We've extended free shipping for one more week. That was the free shipping we had for the month of July. We've extended that for another week. You can get Silver Bullet, Buy 2, Get 2 Free, as well as all of the products that we have at InfoWarsLife.com. Silver Bullet is our 30 parts per million colloidal silver. Get that with free shipping at 50% off. Stay with us. We're going to be right back after the break. We're going to talk about the next step of Cecil the Lion. It's actually trying to come after the Second Amendment. We'll be right back.
Extend your life with ExtendoBite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoBite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite, is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out today. I have set out to bring you the most hardcore, cutting-edge supplements and nutraceuticals bar none, and that's what you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. We have rejected literally hundreds of products from the InfoWars Life line because they are not of the very highest quality, or because they're not 100% organic, or because they don't pass all of the strictest toxicology tests there are that we have listed at InfoWarsLife.com. Whether it's Survival Shield Nascent Iodine, or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com and believed in us and tried the products. Folks, check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Yeah.
to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host, on this Wednesday, August 5th, 2015. I want to go over some individual news accounts, things that are on our on InfoWars.com. Of course, we have a report. State Department doesn't know legal authority behind Obama's green light to attack Syrian troops. We're going to talk about this in the next hour. We've got some clips, a back-and-forth video clip between Obama and a reporter trying to nail him down on the authority for this. Of course, they've been trying for a couple of years to start a war against Syria, to get a declaration of war, or just to get justification for the authorization of use of military force, or just to turn public opinion around. And, of course, we've seen that in the sarin gas attacks that were exposed to not be from the Syrian forces. And we've seen many different efforts to essentially turn the United States into the Air Force for Al-Qaeda. We've had former congressmen, sitting congressmen, point that out. And, of course, now that is exactly what's happening. They've announced that they are going to use jets to strike any pro-rebel, pro-U.S. rebel forces that are under attack by the Syrian government. In other words, they're giving themselves carte blanche to do airstrikes there. At the same time, we've got UK forces, the SAS, dressing up as ISIS, and we know that the U.S. has been involved in giving material as well as training to these rebels as a way to take down the Syrian government. They're quietly stepping up this war. They have no authority to do it. This is all just an executive order war. Let's look at some of these other articles that I think show us how the U.S. government cannot ever get enough information about the rest of us. We've got U.S. researchers show that computers can be hijacked to send data as sound waves. This is a team of security researchers have demonstrated the ability to hijack standard equipment inside computers, printers, and millions of other devices in order to send information out of an office via sound waves that may or may not be audible. This is something we don't really realize how much surveillance the government has been capable of, both technologically and by their ignoring our laws against this kind of violation of our privacy. This has been going on, things like this, for a very long time. I remember back in the early 80s when I was working as an engineer, they called it tempesting. And what they would do is they would try to isolate keyboards so that their electronic signals could not be monitored. They had already developed on the U.S. side the ability to eavesdrop inside of a building and listen to the electronic signals that were being sent out by the keyboards if they weren't properly isolated electromagnetically, and then determine what people were typing. That's what's been going on for a very, very long time. Again, some more hacked emails from WikiLeaks showing that Boeing wants to use drones to hack computers from the sky. This is Boeing and the Hacking Team, that company that's been in the news lately, a Milan, Italy-based company that's criticized for selling surveillance software to repressive governments. Boeing and the Hacking Team were in talks earlier this year to plant malware on drones to perform such activities, according to emails, which were also stolen from the Hacking Team in July. Maybe they need a better hacking team. They might want to ally with somebody that's a little bit more sophisticated. But just as we pointed out yesterday, this is not, as the Washington Post puts this out, they start to build a scenario. They always say, oh, this is, let's consider this scenario. A highly desired Al-Qaeda operative is on the lam. So we're going to fly a drone over and listen to them. This is pure BS. As we pointed out yesterday, the vast majority of the espionage that our government is doing is corporate espionage. This is the benefit of U.S. corporations that are highly connected within the U.S. government, getting them information about their European competitors and other people, stealing trade secrets. And then, of course, there's the other aspect that we're all concerned about very much as well, and that is the aspect of population control. But they're going to tell you it's all about getting those Al-Qaeda terrorists, you know, the same people just like ISIS that they equipped and created. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of silver bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without silver bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your silver bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.